麦昆台之音服务员于林，听亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好！今天是2019年8月7日，星期三。我们再次荣幸的邀请到了 Radha Chandraprabhu 为我们继续来讲解《永恒的切开念经》是切开念 Charitamrita。Hare Krishna。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 19 Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Shri Rupa Goswami
今天我们继续来讲解永恒的切开念经是 Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第十九章主是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 教导是 Rupa Goswami
We are speaking from Melbourne, Australia
我们现在是在澳大利亚的墨尔本给大家讲课
So there's 2 hours difference
所以有两个小时的时差
It's 9 o'clock here
在这里已经是九点钟了
And we aregoing through the Australian winter.
那现在呢我们正在经历澳大利亚的冬天。
Which is like spring in China.
那在澳大利亚的这个冬天就好比是中国的春天一样。
And we're going to continue our reading from last week, but before we begin, we want to address free and easy's question.
我们继续上一次的阅读。那么在我们开始今天的讲解之前讲课之前我们现在先回答一下上周留下来的一个问题这个问题是由 free and easy 提出的
so this is regarding
I have to、
this is regarding how much money can be allocated to devotional service
那这个问题与另外一个问题有关就是说我们应当要把多少的这个资金金钱用在这个奉献服务上
especially when you depend on your husband and family members for your maintenance
特别是当家里的作为这个奉献者的妻子需要依靠自己的丈夫在这个经济的来源方面
we have to understand that we don't prove our devotion by amount of money
首先一点我们要知道的就是说我们并不能用金钱的多少来证明我们奉献服务的多少。
Money may not represent a certain degree of surrender.
那么金钱呢并不能来证明你在皈依的这个程度上的高低。
For example, there are some people who give big amount of money, but actually they give it because they want recognition.
比如说有些人他可能给了很多的钱捐了很多的钱但是实际上他只不过是想得到别人对他的认可。
So money is not a criteria to judge whether we are contributing or whether we are devotional.
所以呢金钱并不是来衡量我们是不是有奉爱之心或者说我们是不是有所贡献的一个准绳
And the spiritual master will not judge a disciple by how much money they give.
而一位灵性导师他也不会基于一个门徒究竟给了多少这个金钱来衡量他
For example, in the 1970s, Prabhupada established what he called the Life Membership Program.
那么在这个70年代的时候是 Prabhupada他建立了这样的一个体系那就是会员制。
Where they used to sign up people to become life members by giving a minimal amount of money.
那么这个就是被称为终身会员制，就是说有一些人他们可以捐很少的一部分钱哈，这就是一个捐赠的一个底线，然后他们就可以成为一个终身会员。
And by getting membership, they would receive certain facilities.
那当他们成为这个会员之后，他们就能够享受一定的设施和便利。
So they would get a full set of Prabhupada's books.
举例来说呢，他捐了这个钱，成了会员之后，就可以得到Srila Prabhupada的一整套书。
They would get a yearly Vaishnav calendar with beautiful photos.
或者是每年呢，都可以按时的得到一份 Vaishnava 的日历。那这个 Vaishnava 的年历上面有很多非常美的图片。
And Prabhupada also emphasized that he would write in the contract. He said, engage your money or engage your time or engage your energy.
那 Srila Prabhupada 在这个协议当中呢也是这样签署的，说到你呢可以去投入你的金钱或者时间或者精力。
The most important, because we need to put priorities when we make decisions.
那么有一点非常重要的时候，就是当我们要去做一个决定的时候呢，我们要有一个优先的这个次第。
And Prabhupada told us what are the priorities.
那Srila Prabhupada就向我们指出了什么是最优先的、最头等重要的呢？
He said, first, health.
Srila Prabhupada 是这样排序的，首先是健康。
If we're not healthy, we can't do anything for Krishna.
就是说，如果我们没有一个健康的身体的话，我们就不能为Krishna 做服务，什么也做不了。
Second after health is chanting.
那么在排在这个健康之后的就是我们的念诵。
Third is service.
第三个呢就是服务。
And fourth is studying scriptures.
第四个就是学习经典。
But then he said when it came to Mataji's mothers.
但是呢他也指出了如果是针对 Mataji 的情况呢。
He said first is your child.
首先就是你的孩子。
And Prabhupada emphasized, child comes before chanting.
那个 Srila Prabhupada 他说呢，这个孩子要优先于自己的念诵。
So, and then he explained, he said, Krishna gave you a child. Why would you want to neglect it? That child is your service to Krishna.
那 Srila Prabhupada 就说呢， Krishna 把一个孩子给了你，你为什么要去忽视这个孩子呢？
So when it comes toUnderstanding contribution can also be evaluated in terms of performing one's duty.
所以照顾孩子这个时候就是你最重要的一个奉献服务了。所以说呢，怎么样去衡量一个人的奉爱之心呢？是看你在多大程度上非常忠实于自己的职责。
Because performance of duty according to Krishna and Bhagavad Gita can protect one from performing sinful activities.
因为呢，在《薄伽梵歌》中说到，如果一个人能够非常好的履行父定的职责的话，就可以保护自己免于罪恶活动。
So we have duty towards children, we have duty towards husband, we have duty towards family, and then.Anything extra in terms of putting one's energy, putting one's time, putting one's money, then it comes into consideration.
所以呢，作为这个 Mataji 来说的话，对于自己的孩子，对于丈夫，对于这个家庭，有非常重要的职责。当所有的这些附定的职责都完成了之后，那么你就可以去考虑究竟要在多大程度上。用多少这个时间、多少的精力和多少的金钱来投入到奉献服务之中。
So we have to keep everything into perspective.
所以说呢，我们必须要就是从一个适当的这个角度来看待这个问题。
And especially we have to be very careful not to be covered with guilty feelings all the time.
就是我们要掌握好这种平衡。那么还有一点非常重要的是，就是不要让自己陷入到一种内疚感中。
Okay, so let's move on to today's narration.
那今天呢，我们开始今天的这个叙述。
And refresh our memory about what is going on in the story.
首先我们来回顾一下我们之前所讲过的这个故事的这个发展。
Lord Chaitanya left Vrindavan.
首先呢，这个主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 离开了 Vrindavan.
And he arrived in Prayag.
他到达了 Prayag.
And in the meantime, Rupa Goswami freed himself from his government duties.
那么与此同时 ，Rupa Goswami 呢，就辞去了自己在政府中的职务。
And he's traveling towards Prayag with his brother Sri Balabha.
他和他的哥哥 Sri Balabha 一起在 Prayag 旅行。
And he has put away some money so that his other brother Sanatan Goswami can free himself because he's been put in prison by the king.
另外他同时也为他的另一个兄弟 Sanatan 留了一部分钱，因为呢，Sanatan Goswami 当时被就是国王给囚禁在监狱里面了。
And now, Rupa Goswami and his brother Sri Balabha are arriving in Prayag, and they are meeting with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以呢，就这个时候呢，就是 Rupa Goswami 和他的兄弟 Sri Balabha 就来到了。Prayag, 在 Prayag 这个地方呢，就见到了Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes. And in the meantime, Sanatan Goswami will make his way to also come and meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那与此同时呢 ，Sanatan Goswami 也在想方设法的赶来与他们相会。
Now, what we have to keep in mind is that.Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he travels, he is exposing himself to different sorts of audience and different sorts of crowds and different sorts of individuals.
那么有一点我们要注意到的，就是因为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢一直是在这个旅行之中，所以呢他到不同的这个地方就会遇到不同的人，遇到不同的这种人群，或者呢遇到不同的一些个人。
But this is not like when we travel or when we go somewhere, when we go out.Outside the house, and then just by chance, we just meet somebody, or we bump into some people, or we go and meet some people, and we don't know who they are, and we don't know what will happen.
但是呢，这个跟我们的情况是不一样的。我们有的时候出门的话，我们也不知道接下来会见到什么人，遇到什么人，也不知道遇到了别人之后，接下来又会发生些什么，一切都是未知的。
Every single individual who come across Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's already planned.
但是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的情况是不一样的。所有的，遇到他的、见到他的，这些人物呢，其实都是之前已经安排好的。
It's just like a big act. It's like a big play on stage.
这就好像是舞台上的，一个戏剧一样。
And each personality.Appear on the scene at the right time for the right purpose.
而且呢，就是每一个人的这个在这个舞台上的这个出现呢，都是在一个特定的一个时间，在一个特定的地点，而且是抱着一个特定的目的而出现的。
Because each personality plays a very specific role.In the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
因为他们中的每一个人在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个逍遥时光中都扮演了一个非常重要的角色。
So there is a specific order in which certain personality appear in the life of Lord Chaitanya.
所以呢，他们每一个人的出现呢，都是有一个时序的。就是说，在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 这一生中的哪一个时刻出现哪一个人，其实呢。都已经事先安排好了，是有一定的顺序的。
For example, certain personalities appeared during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's childhood. Some appeared before he appeared.
比如说呢，有一些人物是在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个童年时代出现的，有些甚至是在他显现在这个世界上之前就已显现。
So here at Prayag, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to meet with very specific individuals.
那么在这里呢，在 Prayag 这个地方 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 也会见到这几个特殊的人物。
So far, we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is surrounded by his servant, Balabhadra Bhattacharya.
那我们知道呢，现在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的身边呢，有他的仆人Balabhadra Bhattacharya.
And if you remember, there was one Brahmana from Mathura, his name is Krishnadas.
然后呢，还有一个来自于 Mathura 的一个婆罗门，那他的名字就是 Krishnadas.
And now he is with Rupa and Shri Balabha.
那么现在呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就和Shri Rupa 和 Shri Balabha 在一起了。
So today we're going to introduce two additional personalities.
那么今天呢，我们要向大家介绍另外两个人。
And the first one we're going to talk about now, his name is Balabha Bhatta.
其中一位呢就叫Balabha Bhatta.
So Balabha Bhatta came from South India.
Balabha Bhatta 是从南印度来的。
And he was a very, very pure Brahmana.
他是一位非常纯粹的婆罗门。
And he came from a very high class of Brahmanas.
而且呢是地位非常高的婆罗门家庭出生的。
And Balabha Bhatta was...A very learned scholar.
而 Balabha Bhatta 呢，他也是一位饱学之士。
He was a Vaishnava.
他也是一位 Vaishnava 奉献者。
And he left his home to travel around India to collect knowledge, but also to teach other people.
那在这个他离开了这个南印度之后，他离开了家，他就在全印度旅行，然后呢，一路的这个游学，不断的在学习，与此同时呢，也不断的去教授别人。
And he also had two sons who also became exalted Vaishnavas.
他呢也有两个儿子，这两位儿子也成了非常卓越的 Vaishnava 奉献者。
So, the situation with Balabha Bhatta is not an easy situation.
那 Balabha Bhatta 他所面临的一个境况呢，并不是非常的轻松的。
Because he is very exalted.
因为呢，他是一位非常崇高卓越的 Vaishnava 奉献者。
We know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is supremely exalted.
但是我们知道呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他是最至高无上的，也就是说，他是最崇高的。
So what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami does here is that he is bringing us to witness.The interaction between very exalted people.
所以呢，就是在这里，作者 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 就是我们把我们带到了这样的如此崇高的卓越的人物之间的这种交流的场景之中。
For example, sometime when we are in Mayapur or in Vrindavan, and we are either on Parikram or in the temple room, and then we witness.The exchanges between two great sannyasis or two great gurus.
那这个就好比说，我们有的时候呢，在这个文达文或者玛雅普这样的圣地，有的时候是在绕拜圣地的时候，有的时候是在神庙，我们可能就会看到两个非常崇高的非常出色的sannyasi 陀钵僧之间。的交流，或者是两个灵性导师之间的交流。
And we become very attentive to those exchanges because we know there is some nectar to extract.
那对于他们之间的这种交流呢，我们就会全神贯注，因为我们知道在他们的这种交流当中蕴藏了无数的甘露。
So here we are given a.Opportunity to observe these exchanges between these two amazing personalities.
那么在这里呢，我们就有了一个机会去看到了两个卓越的人物之间的交流对话。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has an advantage because he is actually the Supreme Lord, and therefore he is in the heart of everyone. So he knows perfectly who is whom.
那其他尼亚马哈法布呢？他有一个天然的优势，因为他就是至尊人格守神，他在每一个人的心中，所以他完全清楚谁是谁，他对每一个人都是了如指掌的。
And therefore, he knows how to respond. He knows how to behave. He knows how to express himself.
所以他知道如何面对对方，应当如何去表达，如何去回应，应当如何的这个行为举止。
So when he meets Balabhadra, the first thing that happens is one is offering obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, and then Lord Chaitanya embraces him.
所以呢，当他第一次见到了这个 Balabhadracharya 的时候呢，那么这个其中一个呢，就像就是说 Balabhadracharya 就像 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 顶拜，那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就拥抱了他。
And then,The next thing, they don't say, hey, how are you, man? Where have you been all this time? And how is your family? No. Krishna Katha.
那接下来呢并不是说像我们这种普通人那样的就开始寒暄起来了。哎，最近怎么样啊？你家里人如何呀？就不是这样子来互相问候的。他们在拥抱之后立刻做的第一件事情就开始去探讨这个 Krishna Katha 对 Krishna 有关的话题。
And even though this is an exchange between two great personalities, we should get inspiration from this.
那么这是两位非常杰出的人物之间的这种交流，我们可以从他们的交流当中得到巨大的鼓舞。
For example,we often meet with other devotees and say, hey, Haribol Prabhu, accept my obeisances. I have seen that more and more devotees don't pay obeisances to each other. They just pat each other on the back. But they don't even say, hey, how are you doing? Sit down, let's have something to eat.
那我们就是说就好比说一个奉献者见到了另外一个奉献者那然后就打招呼啊你好最近好吗那么就是现在好像有一种现象就是越来越多的奉献者不习惯于见面了之后互相顶拜了而是互相拍拍肩膀呀拥抱一下呀或者说哎呀坐下来两人一起荣耀个普沙当吃点东西吧
No, we should pay proper respect to each other.
但是这是不恰当的我们应当以非常好的这个非常传好的这个适当的这个礼仪来相互的就是问候。
And then sometimes you see devotees, they visit each other, and then they can talk all afternoon about all sorts of things.
那有的时候你会看到两个奉献者见面了可能就是一个下午就坐在那里谈东谈西。
So getting news from each other is one thing, but then soon after that,There should be Krishna Katha.
那互相寒暄问候呢是一方面。但是呢不要就是聊得太久了应当是在那之后呢作为奉献者应当就谈起跟 Krishna 有关的话题了这就是 Krishna Katha.
This is how you measure quality association, when you spend most of the time speaking about Krishna.
那么什么叫做有品质的联谊呢就是看这个奉献者跟奉献者在一起的时候究竟花了多少在跟 Krishna 知觉有关的话题上。
So, Balabhadracharya, he was a very learned scholar, he was a Vaishnava, therefore, it was easy for him to begin to speak about Krishna. And when he did that, straight away, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,experienced feelings of ecstasy.
那么作为这个 Balabhadracharya, 他是一位非常渊博多识的 Vaishnava 奉献者，所以对他来说呢，就是自然而然、轻而易举的，他就开始谈起了 Krishna Katha 跟 Krishna 有关的话题、灵性的话题。那么当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 听到他的这个谈话之后，立刻就陷入到了狂喜之中。
Now, this.Lord Chaitanya and Balabhadra, they were not close friends.
那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Balabhadracharya 呢，这个关系并不是那么亲密，并不是那么亲近的朋友。
So these ecstatic symptoms of love of Lord Chaitanya he was muffling them. He was keeping them inside. He did not want to express them externally.
所以说呢，作为 Vallabha Bhattacharya， 其实他对于主的这种爱，这种深深的这种深沉的爱，那种狂喜呢，他是深深的掩藏在这个心底的，并没有立刻的表达在这个外在。
But Vallabha Bhattacharya was elevated enough to actually detect that something was going on inside Lord Chaitanya.
但是呢 ，Vallabha Bhattacharya 呢，他是一位在这个知觉上非常崇高的一位 Vaishnava 奉献者，所以说呢，他立刻呢能够感受到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的心理活动。
And this is very different from when, for example, Lord Chaitanya met for the first time with Ramananda Roy.
那么呢，在相对于这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 第一次遇到 Ramananda Roy。跟那个会面还是有所不同的。
Because when Lord Chaitanya met with Ramananda Roy, they instantly embraced and they merged with each other and they drenched each other with their own tears.
因为在这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和第一次跟那个 Ramananda Roy 见面的时候呢，他们立刻就相拥而泣，就好像融化为一体一样，他们彼此的这个泪水都打湿了对方。
So Lord Chaitanya behaves according to each person and how much he can open to them.
所以呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和每一个人的这个交流的这个方式也是不一样的，基于对方的这个情况，他的这种敞开的程度是不一样的。
And one thing we have to also note is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very keen on people's attitude, people's moods, people's behaviors. He was very observant of this.
另外一个呢，当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 遇到一个人的时候，就是对方的这种心态他的这种态度，这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是观察的细致入微的。
And we will see this with the interaction with both Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami.
那在之后，我们可以在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Rupa Goswami 还有他和 Sanatan Goswami 之间的这种见面和交流之中，可以看到这一点。
So, Vallabha Bhattacharya is with Lord Chaitanya, and then suddenly, Rupa Goswami arrives.
那么这个时候呢 ，Vallabha Bhattacharya 和Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在一起，就在他们在一起的时候呢 ，Rupa Goswami 就进来了。
And Rupa Goswami kept distance. He didn't come into the circle and become over familiar. From a distance, he paid his obeisances with great humility.
那 Rupa Goswami 呢，并没有径直的就走到他们的身边，然后呢，跟他们就好像。亲近的不得了，并没有这样子，他只是远远的跟Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Vallabha Bhattacharya 保持一定的距离，在稍微有一点距离的这个地方呢，向他顶拜。
So when Vallabha Bhattacharya saw Rupa Goswami from a distance, so humble, he walked towards him, but Rupa Goswami says, "I am untouchable. I am most sitful. Don't touch me."
那么当这个 Vallabha Bhattacharya 能看到 Rupa Goswami 在不远处的时候，他就直接的走向了他们，走向了他。但是 Rupa Goswami 非常的谦卑，他说：“我不值得触碰，我是最罪恶的，不要来触碰我。
”And Vallabha Bhattacharya was very surprised, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw this, that Rupa Goswami didn't want to be touched, he was actually very pleased.
那作为 Vallabha Bhattacharya 来说呢，他是感到非常的吃惊的。但是当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 看到这一幕，看到Rupa Goswami 觉得自己非常的不洁净，然后不愿意被触碰的时候 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是非常的欣赏，非常的高兴的。
And Lord Chaitanya said, "Don't touch him, because he belongs to a very low caste. You are a follower of Vedic principles." And you are very experienced in performing sacrifices, So you belong to aristocracy. But Rupa Goswami does not belong to this.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢他就说不要触碰他因为呢他来自于一个非常低等的阶层而你的人一直在遵循着伟达的这个原则而且呢精于各种祭祀活动所以你是属于这个贵族阶层的。
And Prabhupada explained that during the time of Lord Chaitanya, there was a very, very big difference between the high class Brahmanas and the Shudras and the low class people and the Muslims. It was like two different worlds.
那么释迦牟尼就解释说，在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的那个年代，在那个社会当中的这个不同的社会阶层之间可以说是这个泾渭分明那比如说地位非常高的那些婆罗门还有这个舒哲这个首陀罗或者说是那些不能被碰触的非常低等的人还有包括穆斯林的这个阶层他们之间就好像是都属于不同的世界一样。
And Lord Chaitanya's mission was particularly Lord Chaitanya actually wanted to break all these divisions and he wanted to unify everyone through the chanting.
而这种阶层的分别恰恰是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 要打破的他要完全的打破这种社会的阶层之分然后要让所有的人都去唱诵主的圣名。
And because Rupa Goswami had been rejected from the Brahmana class because he was working for the Muslim ruler, he was considered as good as a Muslim, and therefore he was considered very low class.
虽然原本 Rupa Goswami 是婆罗门家庭的，但是因为他在效力于穆斯林的这个政府呢，所以说就被整个的这个婆罗门的这个阶层这个社团给排斥了，而且呢。因为他为穆斯林工作所以说他们就把他当成了这个穆斯林了视为与穆斯林是同一回事。
But Lord Chaitanya knew that actually Rupa Goswami was not a Muslim. He also came from a very high class of Brahmana.
那也就是说呢他被视为是这个地位是很低的但是呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是非常清楚的知道他并不是穆斯林而是来自于非常崇高的婆罗门的背景。
But when he heard Rupa Goswami and his brother Sri Balabha chanting the holy name, Balabha Bhattacharya could understand that these two brothers were actually very exalted souls.
那么当这个 Balabha Bhattacharya 听到了 Sri Rupa 和Sri Balabha 他们在念诵主的圣名的时候呢，他就立刻明白了这两个人呢，他们并不是凡夫俗子，并不是普通人，他们是非常崇高的奉献者。
In other words, anyone who chants Hare Krishna is situated higher than anyone who is born in a very high class family.
那换句话说，只要一个人去念诵或者是唱诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗的话，他的地位就远远的高于一个出身高贵的。
So Balabha Bhattacharya, because he was such a learned scholar, when he saw the behavior of Rupa Goswami, he recited a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam.
那当这个 Balabha Bhattacharya 他见到了 Rupa, Sri Rupa Goswami 的这个举动的时候呢，他感到非常的感动，所以呢，就情不自禁地送出了《圣典薄伽瓦坛》里的一段诗文。
Aho bhatta svapachoto gariyan yajjivagre vartate namatubhyam tipustapaste juhubu sasuraria brahmanuchur namagrinanti yete Balabha Bhattacharya recited the following verse. My dear Lord, one who always keeps your holy name on his tongue becomes greater than an initiated brahmana, although he may be born in a family of dog eaters. and may therefore be maturely, by mature calculation, be the lowest among men, he is still glorious. This is the wonderful effect of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. It is therefore concluded that one who chants the holy name of the Lord should be understood to have performed all kind of austerities, great sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas. He has already taken bath in the holy places of pilgrimage, and he has studied all the Vedas, and he is actually an Aryan.
那么这段来自于圣典博加瓦坛的诗文是这样说到的，说我亲爱的主啊，那些舌尖永远不离圣名的人，要比被启迪的婆罗门更加的崇高。虽然他也许出生在食狗者的家庭，或者从物质的算计而言是人类中最低等的，但是他却是无比的荣耀的，这就是唱颂主的圣名的无比美丽的结果。因此我们可以得出这样的结论，一个去唱颂了主的圣名的人，一定是一定已经执行了各种各样的苦行和伟大的祭祀，就是在伟大经中所提到的所有的伟大的祭祀他已经都执行过了。他在朝圣之地的所有的圣河中都已经沐浴过千万次，他已经研习了伟大经典，他事实上他就是一位雅利安人。
You know what Aryan is? Aryan is very advanced civilization which is always going forward into Krishna consciousness. So this actually,
那么雅利安人呢，就是说是非常非常崇高的，这个来自于雅利安文明，这个就是在这个 Krishna 知觉的方面是非常崇高的。
This was a verse spoken by Devahuti.
这个是 Devahuti 他所说的一段话。
Okay. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to hear that verse because it's a very famous verse.
因为这一段这一段诗节是非常著名的，所以当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 听到了他送出了这一段诗文之后，心中万分欣喜。
So in return, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted another verse.
那么Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他就回复了另外一段诗文。
Suchisat bati diktani dakda durjati kalmasaha svapako pi pudeis lagyo na veda gyo pinastikaha. A person who has the pure characteristic of a brahmana due to devotional service, which is like a blazing fire burning to ashes all the sinful reaction of past life, is certainly safe from the consequences of sinful act, such as taking birth in a lower family. Even though he may be born in a family of dog eaters, he is recognized by learned scholars. But although a person may be a learned scholar in Vedic knowledge, he is not recognized even if he is an atheist. Not easy.
那就是在这里呢，这段话是这样说的，就是说奉献服务就好比是熊熊大火，将生生世世的所有的罪恶活动都化为灰烬。一个因为从事了奉献服务而具备婆罗门的纯粹品质的人，毫无疑问已经得到了拯救，从所有的罪恶活动的反应和结果中摆脱了出来。比如说在这个出生于低等的种族，虽然他也许出生在一个食狗者的家庭，他也是一位博学的学者，他也是一位饱学之士，虽然相反，如果一个人即使一个人他谙熟伟达知识，博学多识，但是呢 他依然可能是一位无神论者。
Okay, so what does that mean?
The last sentence you have to explain.
Okay, I'm explaining. So the first part of this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, someone who has characteristic, not someone who is a brahmana, someone who has the characteristic of a brahmana. If he is a dog eater, then because he has the characteristic of a brahmana by performing devotional service, all his sinful reactions from past lives are burnt, and he is recognized by a learned scholar. In other words, even someone from a lower birth, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is most exalted. And then the second part is, if a person is a learned scholar in knowledge, he is not even recognized as an atheist. Mm. If he is only absorbed in cultivating knowledge.
He is considered as an atheist. He's not even recognized, meaning lower than an atheist.
That's right.
Okay. 最后那一句话刚才说的就是说他也我刚才说的不准不对就是他指的就是说就是这个人他即便是他已经是谙熟伟达知识是一位饱学知识伟达学者但是他依然他连一位无神论者都算不上就是他甚至比一个无神论者还要低所以这段整个师节的这个大意就是说还不是说是一个婆罗门而是指的是具有一个婆罗门的纯粹的品质的这样的一个人那么这样的人是怎么得到婆罗门的这种纯粹的这种品质呢是因为奉献服务也就是说奉献服务可以把一个人的就是生生世世的这个罪恶活动全部都焚烧干净那么也就是说他本来可能是要出生在一个非常低的一个社会阶层里面就算他出生在一个非常低的社会阶层里面但是因为奉献服务他也已经具备很纯粹的婆罗门的这个品质也就是在一个非常高的这个地位上相反如果一个人似乎是一个伟达经典的一个学者地位非常的高但是他如果没有做奉献服务的话那他也有可能是连一个无神论者都算不上
And Lord Chaitanya continues by saying, if someone is not engaged in devotional service, even if they come in from a great family, even if they have knowledge, even if they perform austerities, it's just like ornaments on a dead body.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢继续就是说到呢如果一个人他即便呢已经具备这个启示经典当中所有的这个知识而且呢就是出生在一个非常崇高的一个家庭里面或者是在出生在一个非常伟大的一个地方但是他如果没有从事这个奉献服务的话
Yes
就是前面还有就是除了他就是学习了启示的这一经典之外他可能还从事了各种各样的苦行啊还有忏悔啊或者是精于念诵这个伟达的这个曼陀罗呀赞歌呀诗文呀等等但是他这样的一个人如果不从事奉献服务的话呢就好比只是就是在这个死尸上面的一个装饰品一样换句话说他所做的所有的那些奉献服务之外的那些活动就好像是一个尸首上面的这个饰品事物
So what do we understand from this?
那么从这段诗文当中我们能够了解到什么呢
The first thing to understand is how exalted it is to engage in chanting the holy name of Krishna
第一点呢就是我们就明白了就是去念诵主的圣名 Krishna 的圣名是有多么的重要多么的崇高
And the second thing is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by saying those things, he's telling Ballabha Bhattacharya that don't think that because you are such an exalted brahmana that you are superior to others.
那换句话说呢，其实 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 面对这个 Ballabha Bhattacharya 呢， 他也是言有言下之意，意思就是说，不要认为你自己是出生在一个地位如此崇高显赫的一个婆罗门的这个家庭，你就是一位非常的渊博的一个人物了。你不要以为这个婆罗门的这个崇高的这个地位就等同于你实际的。
And that your erudition, your qualification, your high birth are not putting you in a superior position.
就不要以为你就有多么的崇高了那你的这个出生，然后你的这个博学多识，你的所有的这些知识才能，这些全部，虽然你拥有所有的这一切，但是并不意味着你已经是一位非常崇高的人物了。
But on the other hand, when we see Rupa Goswami and his brother always chanting Hare Krishna, this shows that they are exalted Vaishnavas.
那相反呢？虽然这个 Rupa Goswami 和他的兄弟 Shivaraba 他们好像不是地位很高的奉献者，但是因为他们去唱诵主的圣名了，所以呢，他们就是非常崇高的 Vaishnava。
So Balabhavatacharya, you know, he was advanced enough to recognize that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually very, very exalted, very effulgent, very learned.
Balabhavatacharya 他当然是非常清楚Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 学识非常的渊博，而且自现光辉是非常有神采的。
And he was very respectful.
那对于Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他是非常的仰慕，非常尊敬
的。Balabhavatacharya was very respectful.
Balabhavatacharya 对于Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是心怀敬意。
And Lord Chaitanya was very kind to him.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，对他也是非常的友善。
So Lord Chaitanya and Rupa Goswami and Sri Balabha, his brother, they went on the boat with Balabhavatacharya to his home for prasadam.
那接下来呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就带着 Rupa Goswami 还有 Rupa Goswami 的兄弟 Sri Balabha。然后就跟随着 Balabhavatacharya 上了一艘船，然后就到 Balabhavatacharya 的家中去荣耀 Prasadam。
And they were on the boat crossing the Yamuna River.
他们坐着这个船，横渡这个 Yamuna 河。
And as soon as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the river Yamuna,He jumped off the boat.
那这个时候，齐达念马哈巴布呢，他一看到了亚穆纳河，他就纵身一跃，跳到了亚穆纳河中。
So the devotee grabbed him.
那奉献者们赶紧抓住他
，and pulled him out of the water.
把他从水里给拖上来。
But it was not a big boat.
但是那艘船并不是很大。
So when Lord Chaitanya got back into the boat, he started to jump and started to dance.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，被他们拉回了这个船上之后呢，他就开始情不自禁的就跳起舞来，Dancing and jumping, 然后呢就在这个船里跳了起来。
And because Lord Chaitanya was a, you know, he was a tall man, he was a heavy person, so the boat started to tilt, and practically speaking, the boat was going to sink.
那么因为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢身材非常的高大魁梧，所以他在船上那么小的一艘船上跳起舞来之后呢，这个船就快要沉下去了。
So whenBefore Lord Chaitanya met with Balabhavatacharya and they started talking about Krishna, Lord Chaitanya was holding back his ecstatic symptoms, but now that he was with the Yamuna, it was impossible for him to control himself. There was too much ecstasy.
那么在这之前，当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Balabhavatacharya 在一起的时候呢，他还去试图去克制自己的这种分爱的狂喜，但是现在当他见到了亚穆纳河的时候，那心中的这样的一种狂喜之情就再也按捺不住了，于是迸发出来。
Yes.
就是这样的一种狂喜爆发出来的。
Then after some time, he calmed himself, came back to his senses, and they went to the home to take prasadam.
那好一会儿呢，他才平静下来，然后他们其他几个奉献者呢，就把他带到了这个家中去荣耀prasadam.
So they were at the house of Balabhavatacharya, and they bathed the feet of Lord Chaitanya.Him and his wife and children, they drank the water, put water on their heads.
那么在这个瓦拉巴巴特恰尔这个家中呢，他们就给齐塔尼亚马哈帕布沐浴莲花足。那瓦拉巴巴特恰尔还有他的妻子还有孩子们呢，就把沐浴过煮莲花足的这个水呢，也都喝了。
And then they perform an arti to Lord Chaitanya.
然后接下来他们就向齐塔尼亚马哈帕包布呢做了一个 arti 一个吉祥的灯仪。
Then they took prasadam and they gave prasadam also to Rupa and to his brother.
然后他们荣耀了 prasadam， 同时呢也把这个prasadam 给了 Rupa Goswami 和他的兄弟 Sri Balabha。
Then Lord Chaitanya took rest. Balabhavatacharya gave him a massage.
然后荣耀完普沙朗之后呢，主就歇息了，休息。那么瓦拉巴巴特恰尔就给他沐浴，不是按摩莲花足。
So this is all these procedures. We can see that Vaishnava etiquette is so prominent and so important.
那么我们刚才所描述的这一切，其实就是代表了一个 Vaishnava 的。非常重要的这种礼仪。
How you receive guests, how you feed them, how you distribute the prasadam, how you take care of the other guests.
你怎么样去接待一个客人，然后怎么样招待他，怎么样给他让他荣耀prasadam，同时又怎么样去照顾其他的这个客人，所有的这一切呢，都有非常精到的。Vaishnava 礼仪，这是非常突出、非常重要的。
And this is not just Vaishnava, this is Vedic culture.
那这个呢，就是我们刚才说到的这个礼仪，其实也不仅仅是 Vaishnava 的礼仪，它其实是伟达的那个礼仪。
And you will find this also in Chinese culture.
我们在中国的这个文化当中，传统文化当中，我们也可以看到这样的礼仪。
Actually, in China, people are very, very good at this kind of procedure, how to receive guests and how to give gifts and make facilities for them, make them feel very good.
那么中国是一个礼仪之邦，所以中国人他也是非常擅长在这个待客之道方面，怎么样去迎接，怎么样去款待一个客人，怎么样照顾好他，怎么样让他觉得舒服，又怎么样赠送礼物等等，是很讲究的。
So that was the exchange between Lord Chaitanya and Balabha.
那我们刚才所讲到的就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Balabha Bhattacharya 之间的这种交流。
Now another devotee is going to come.
那现在呢又来了另外一个奉献者。
And his name is Raghupati Upadhyaya.
他的名字是 Raghupati Upadhyaya.
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 So Raghupati was also a learned scholar.He was also a gentleman. He was also very educated.
那这个Raghupati Upadhyaya 他也是一位非常儒雅持重非常渊博多识的一个学者。
So when he arrived, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a completely different exchange with him.
当他来了之后呢 ,Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和他之间的这种交流就是完全不一样的。
And as soon as he arrived,Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed him.
他一到这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的跟前 ,Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 立刻就祝福了他。
And what was this blessing?
那这个祝福是什么?
Always stay in Krishna consciousness.
那他就祝福他说永远在 Krishna 直觉中。
This is the best blessing you can get from any Vaishnava when they wish.That you will always be in Krishna consciousness.
那当另外一位 Vaishnava 表达这样的一种心愿，祝福你能够永远的 在这个 Krishna 知觉中的时候，那这样的这个祝福其实是最好的祝福了。
So if you want, you can learn that mantra.
所以呢，如果你愿意的话，你可以学习这个 mantra， 这个 mantra。
When you want to wish another devotee to remain in Krishna consciousness.
当你去祝愿另外一个奉献者，希望他能够时刻刻的在 Krishna 知觉中的时候。
All you have to say to them is Krishna Matir Astu.
就说这样一句话，就是 Krishna Matir Astu.
Krishna Matir Astu. That's all you have to say to express your feelings of well wishing to another Vaishnava. Krishna Matir Astu. May Krishna always be with you.
那么其实就是当你去祝福或者是向另外的一个Vaishnava 去表示祝愿的时候，你只要说这样一段这个 mantra 的意思，就它的意思就是说愿Krishna 与你同在。
So this is actually, it's a wonderful way of blessing someone.
这个呢实际上是对另外一个人表达祝福的一个极好的方式。
Like sometimes parents, they go to a sannyasi and say, please, Maharaj, bless my child that they always be a good Krishna devotee.
就比如说有一些父母呢就来到一个 sannyasi guru 的面前，希望这个 Maharaj 能够去祝福他们的孩子能够成为具备 Krishna 知觉的好孩子。
So Raghupati was very happy to get such a blessing.
所以呢，当 Raghupati 他得到了这一份祝福的时候呢，内心中是非常的欣喜的。
And it was very different from the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dealt with Balabhata.
那么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对待他的这个方式，与他对待 Balabhatacharya 的这个方式是大有不同了。
So then Lord Chaitanya asks something.To Raghupati.
那么这个时候呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就问了Raghupati 一个问题。
He asked him to do something very simple, but to do something very deep.
就是他让那个 Raghupati 呢做一件非常简单的事情，但是非常深入的去做。
He asked Raghupati to describe Krishna.
他让这个 Raghupati 去描述 Krishna.
So just imagine your spiritual master comes, you sit for darshan, and he says, Sumukhi Radha, describe Krishna to me.
那你就好比说你见到了 Guru, 得到了 Guru 的一个 darshan, 那 Guru 见到你呢就跟你说Sumukhi Radha, 请描述一下 Krishna.
I mean, you actually will feel quite challenged.
那这个时候呢，你肯定呢就会比较紧张了，就好像是有一个挑战一样。
Where do you start?
你从何说起呢？
What do you say?
你该说些什么呢？
Krishna is blue and he's playing the flute.
Krishna 是蓝色的皮肤，他会吹笛子。
So what we understand what's going on here is that.When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Raghupati to describe Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in his heart and he will make him speak.
那在这里呢其实是这样的，当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 见到了 Raghupati 并且让他去描述 Krishna 的时候， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 其实就在 Raghupati 的心中，然后呢他会交给这个 Raghupati 应该说些什么，让 Raghupati 说。
So,I mean, this pastime is amazing.
可以说这段逍遥时光真是不可思议，美妙无比。
Because it's very similar to when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing Krishna with Ramananda Roy.
这个呢和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Ramananda Roy 一起去探讨 Krishna 的这个那个情景是很相似的。
And he kept asking Ramananda, please tell me more, please tell me more.
那当时他见到Ramananda Roy 的时候，他就不断的追问哈，再说一下。
And Ramananda Roy would say, you make me speak, I don't know anything.
然后呢，Ramananda Roy 就说呢，实际上呢，我所有的话都是你让我说的，我自己并不知道该怎么说。
So here it is mentioned, when Raghupati Upadhyaya was requested to describe Krishna,He began to recite some verses he had personally composed about Krishna's pastimes.、In other words, Raghupati was not going like,、wait,、let me think for a moment. So let me think what part of... No, he was creating Sanskrit verses automatically, like normal language to glorify Krishna.He did not quote from this book. He made the verses.
But not on spot, like before.
On the spot.
On the spot.
Like Lord Chaitanya says, yes, Lord Chaitanya says, describe Krishna. Boom, everything flows.
就是那个Raghupati Upadhyaya, 当他被 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 要求说去描述 Krishna 的时候，他并没有去引经据典去背诵那些诗节，而是当场呢，他就用梵文送出了有关于 Krishna 逍遥时光的诗篇。那他的这些文字，这些语句呢，都是来自他自己的这个创造，是。他的自己的一个表达，并不是说去引用的其他的经典。
And Raghupati's narration in Sanskrit is as beautiful as the translation.
当他是这些诗篇的时候呢，就像是这个流淌出来的这个河水一样，然后他那么。As good as the scriptures.
Not as good. No, that's not what I said. I said his Sanskrit narration is as beautiful as the translation of the narration. The Sanskrit is as beautiful as the translation.
You mean he also translated that? Translated about what?
Hare Krishna. He is reciting a verse in Sanskrit.
Yeah.
There is a translation to that verse. Either it's in Bengali or in Hindi or in whatever language. Okay?
But that's the Sanskrit verses created by him.
No, you don't understand. This is about poetics. Okay? This is about poetics. Sanskrit is very poetic. So when you say certain words in Sanskrit, they have a very specific meaning.And that meaning is as beautiful as the Sanskrit itself.
那么在这里呢，就是说，当这个，Raghupati 他送出了这个梵文的这个诗篇的时候呢，语句是非常的这个优美，他所表达的这个含义的这种优美的这个程度，就像是他所拥有的这个梵文的词句一样美。它的这个、
okay.
它的意义所表达的这个意义和这个文字同样的这个美丽，就是
Shrutim apare smritim itare Bharatani anye bhajantu bhavabitaha Aham miha nandam bande yasyalinde parambrahma I mean it's so beautiful just to recite the Sanskrit
就是刚才 Radhacharan Prabhu 呢就是在This is Sanskrit, right? Or that you just read?
Yes.
就是刚才 Radhacharan Prabhu 所念的这一段，是一段梵文，就是这个 Raghupati Upadhyaya 他所送出的这个梵文的这个诗篇，那是他自己创造的，那非常的优美。
Shrutim apare smritim itare Bharatam anya bhajantu bhavabitaha.Aham ahanandam vande yasyalinde param brahma. And here is the meaning. Those who are afraid of material existence worship the Vedic literature. Some worship Smriti, the corollaries of Vedic literature, and others worship the Mahabharata, As far as I am concerned, I worship Krishna's father, Maharaj Nanda, in whose courtyard the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, is playing.
那就是Raghupati 呢，他在这里呢说，那些畏惧物质存在的人会去崇拜伟达文献，有的会去崇拜 Smriti， 也就是伟达文献的推论，而其他的人呢会崇拜 Mahabharata。 至于我，我崇拜 Krishna 的父亲 Nanda Maharaj。 在他的庭院中，至尊人格守神，绝对真理在那里嬉戏玩耍。
Do you understand that verse? Right, some people they attach to the Vedic scriptures, some people attach to this book, that book, but Raghupati says, I just want to worship. He mentions Nanda Maharaj's son, which establishes his relationship as worshipping Krishna as a baby. I worship Krishna's Nanda Maharaj's son. And then he says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is playing in his courtyard. So he sees Krishna as a baby, but he knows Krishna is the Supreme Lord.
所以通过他所送出的这段诗文呢，我们就可以看到呢，他的意思就是说，各种各样的人，他们可能崇拜这个经典或者是伟达文献，但是呢，作为他而言的话，他崇拜的是那个在 Nanda Maharaj 的庭院中嬉戏玩耍的至尊人格守神。换句话说，他明白，这个至尊人格守神是谁，是一个 baby， 一个孩子的这个形象。同时，他也非常的清楚这个 Krishna 和 Nanda Maharaj 之间的这种父子关系。
Okay. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Please recite some more."
那么这个时候呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就说。继续往下讲。
And Raghupati didn't have to think twice. It was just flowing.
那对于Raghupati 来说的话，他根本就是不假思索的。所以说呢，就是那些语句就源源不断的从他的口中流淌出来。
Kam prati katayitum ishe samprati kova pratimaya tu.Gopati tanaya kunje gopava durivitam brahma. To whom can I speak? Who will believe me? When I say that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is hunting the gopis in the bushes by the bank of the river Yamuna. In this way, the Lord demonstrates his pastimes.
然后他就接着说呢，当我说至尊人格守神 Krishna 在 Yamuna 河畔的树丛中去捕获 Gopi 牧牛姑娘们的芳心的时候，有谁能相信我呢？这样的话我能与谁述说呢？主就是这样展示了他的逍遥时光。
This is very, very deep. This is Raghupati knows the heart of Lord Chaitanya.
那其实这个是非常的深刻的，因为 Raghupati 他知道 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的心。
And it was like that conversation merged the two devotees together.
那就是他们之间的这样的一个对话交流，使这两位奉献者完全融为了一体。
And Prabhupada explains that when a devotee is absorbed in hearing Krishna's pastime, his material desires disappear.
那是了，爸爸就在要旨中解释说呢，当一个人全身心的沉浸在对 Krishna 的逍遥时光中的聆听的时候呢，他所有的物质的欲望就都烟消云散了。
So, as Raghupati was reciting descriptions of Krishna's pastime in Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya was experimenting symptoms of ecstasy.
那么当 Raghupati 他在用梵文去描述主 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光的时候， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢他就听得陷入了狂喜。
But for the benefit of everyone, Lord Chaitanya wanted Raghupati to make some very specific statements.
但是为了利益众生，所以呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他也是要求 Raghupati 能够明确的 make statement about
official statement、
嗯、
about Krishna consciousness.
他就是他也是明确的希望这个 Raghupati。Upadaya 让他能够对就 Krishna 知觉能够说出一些明确的断言。
So he asked him questions.
所以在这个时候呢，他就开始提问
了。Just like he asked questions to Ramananda Roy.
就好像当初他去询问Ramananda Roy 一样。
So he asked Raghupati, according to you, who is the foremost being?
那么所以比如说他第一个问题就问这个 Raghupati 说呢，你说一说谁是最重要的人物。
And Raghupati replied, Lord Shyamasundar is the supreme form.
那 Raghupati 他就回答说呢，主 Shyamasundar 就是至高无上的形象。
Then Lord Chaitanya asked, of all of Krishna's abodes,Which do you think is the best?
然后接着Chaitanya Mahaprabhu又询问说呢，在 Krishna 所有的居所当中，你觉得哪一个是最好的？
And Raghupati replied, Madhupuri or Mathuradham is certainly the best.
那 Raghupati 呢，他就回答说 ，Madhupuri 意思就是说，Mathura 是最佳的。
So Prabhupada explains that.Only a devotee who has pure bhakti in the heart is able to give such answers.
那是爸爸在要旨中说，只有一个内心在这个完全的 bhakti 奉爱之中的一个奉献者，才能下这样的断言。
And even though a devotee may be completely aware that Krishna has so many different expansions and incarnation, the devotee is always focused.On Krishna as the source of everything in Goloka Vrindavan.
那么Śrīla Prabhupāda 接着就是说到，那一个奉献者，一个充满着 bhakti 奉爱的奉献者，他可能知道 Krishna 的各种各样的扩展和他的无数的这个化身，但是他的心永远的专注在 Goloka Vrindavan 的Krishna 的那个形象，那就是万缘之源。
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking, of the three ages of Krishna known as childhood, boyhood, and fresh youth, which one is the best?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就接着询问说，在 Krishna 的三个不同的人生阶段，童年、少年和青年中，你认为哪一个时期是最好的？
So Raghupati replied,Fresh youth is the best age.
那这个 Raghupati 就回答说是 Krishna 风华正茂的时候是最好的。
So fresh youth
就是说他最年轻年少的时候。
Is known as Teshora. Teshora.
Fresh youth is a teenager.
Yeah.
Teshora 的那个年代。
Yes.
就是那个时段，那个时段少年的那个时候。
Did you understand?
风华正茂，青春年少的时候。
Did you understand?Okay. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, among all the mellows, which one is the best?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就接着问说，在所有的甘露之中，你觉得哪一个是最佳的？
And Raghupati says, conjugal love is the supermost.
他说呢，就是有关 Krishna 的这个爱侣之间的这种关系。那样的一种甜美就是最佳的。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completely melted. He said, all your answers are first class.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就完全融化了，说你所有的这个回答呢都是最优秀的。
So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he started to shake out of ecstasy.
这个时候在这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就欣喜若狂地颤抖起来。
And he said, Shyaman eva param rupam purimadu purivara vyaya kaishurakam deyam adya eva parorasaha. The form of Shyamasundara is the supreme form. The city of Mathura is the supreme abode. Lord Krishna's fresh youth should always be meditated upon. And the mellow of conjugal love is the supreme mellow.Which is what we just read.
那吉檀尼亚马哈帕布呢，其实就是这时候就重复了刚才的拉古帕蒂说的话。他说，沙玛孙达的形象是最至尊的形象，马都拉城是最至高无上的居所，主库什纳的青春年少是最值得，是最值得去冥想，应当永远冥想的。而爱侣之情的甘美是最至高无上的甘美。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Raghupati.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就拥抱了 Raghupati.
And both of them were overwhelmed with love and they began to dance.
他们俩都被爱所征服了，开始一起翩翩起舞。
So then we will see.The connection between Lord Chaitanya, Balabhava Bhattacharya, and Raghupati Upadhyaya.
那么接下来我们就会看到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 还有 Rupa Goswami.
No.
和那个Balabhava Bhattacharya, 还有Raghupati Upadhyaya, 他们两个人之间的那种交流。
Okay.
就是他们三个人之间的交流。
We will discuss this next time because we're a little bit over time.
我们下一次呢，再来讨论，再继续的来讨论今天的这个话题。今天有一点超时了。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Are we taking questions or not?
Well, if there are some questions, free and easy.
Free and easy, then thank you very much for your answer. Free Easy 他回答说，那个感恩老师的解答，感恩翻译的甜美翻译，心中更明确了自己应该做的事情，感恩老师和家人们像明灯一样指引我前行，顶拜老师和大家。 Thank you for your answers. Thank you for the translation. Now I am more clarified what I need to do in my life, what I should do. Thank you and all the family members always guiding meLike the torchlight, my humble obeisance to you and everyone else. Rajendra Prabhu 询问说，感谢 Prabhu 和翻译，愿您总是具有 Krishna 知觉的拉丁文怎么拼写 ？Krishna Asti Asti. I want to know to confirm that's the
Matir.
Krishna Matir Asti. 就是应该是 Krishna 就是 K-R-S-N-E 然后 Matir 就是 M-A-T-I-R 然后 Astu A-S-T-U
This is misspelled
就是不是 Astir 是 Matir
Matir
Krishna Matir Astu 不是 Krishna Astir 这重新再重复一遍 Krishna Matir AstuOK, 我们看一下还有没有其他的问题。Hare Krishna.OK, she's still writing.
Hare Krishna.
Okay. So we'll finish here. Thank you very much, Sumukhi Raghunathaji.
好，那我们今天的讲课先到这里结束。非常感谢 Sumukhi Raghunathaji.
Thank you, Krishna Pandit, for the presentation.
感谢 Krishna Pandit 的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees for listening.
感谢所有奉献者的聆听。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.Balabhava Bhattacharya ki jai, Raghupati Upadhyaya ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Kashyadesh Yatra ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
白坤泰之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的启坛讲经启坛讲 Charitamrita 的讲课就到这里结束了。我们下周同一时间星期三早上7点再见。 Hare Krishna。 今天我们讲到的是还是在 Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第19章，主是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 教导是 Rupa Goswami。 Hare Krishna。